Ivica Duga. Rock and Roll Magazine Žikice Simića.
Znači, želim, moje ime Žikica Simić, ova emisija Neonska Duga na talasima Radio Beograda 2. Na početku večerašnje emisije čuli smo sastav Horse Girl, koji je izveo pesmu 2468 sa njihovog albuma Phonetics On and On, koji je jako dobro plasiran na listama najboljih albuma. To je znači trio iz Chicaga, čiju je ploču Phonetics On and On producirala Kate LeBon, Velšanka, koja je, pored toga što se bavi izvođenjem rock muzike sve veću slavu stiče i kao producent radile sa i najvećim imenima kada je u pitanju savremena rock muzika. Horse Girl su ovom svojom pesmom i najavili otprilike i koncept noće današnje. Mi se čućemo nekoliko albuma koji su jako dobro kotirani na listama najboljih ploča u 2025. godini i u prvom delu ove naše emisije, a u drugom delu ćemo se posvetiti nekim drugim sadržajima, o tome ćete biti obavešteni kad na to dođe red, a mi ostajemo znači dalje kod ovih ploča koje su na ovaj ili na onaj način po mišljenju svetske rock kritike obeležili ovu godinu. Posle sastava Horse Girl slušamo čoveka koji se zove Ben Delacour, on je ove godine imao album New Rose, to je jedna zanimljiva ploča koja pripada onom žanru Amerikana i našla se na listi najboljih ploča u 2025. godini koja je sastavila slavna Celia Simmons, koju verovatno svi znate po onoj njenoj knjizi o Leonardu Cohenu koja je prevedena i na naš jezik. Sa njegovog albuma New Roses čućemo pesmu koja je svojevrsna fraza legendarne pesme Charlie'a Danielsa koja se zove The Devil Went Down to Georgia, ali ovog puta u verziji Bena Delacoura zove se The Devil Went Down to Silver Lake. I onda potom slušamo i možda i po najvećih heroja emisije Neonska duga poslednjih godina, Jasona Isbella, koji je ove godine opet imao odličan album Foxes in the Snow, to je akustična ploča koja je snimana u Electric Lady studiju u Njujorku, za 5-6 dana je snimljen ovaj materijal. Ploča je nastala znači, u jednom specifičnom životnom trenutku Jasona Isbella kada se on razveo od svoje supruge i otprilike taj neki ta situacija je i pretvorena u pesme. Čućemo Jasona Isbella u pesmi Open and Close, ali prvo slušamo Ben Delacour, The Devil Went Down to Silver Lake.
You sing about the devil like he's someone that you know, but they paved over the crossroads a long, long time ago. Any early indications are that you haven't read the signs, that he got your invitation and you're running out of time. With a tip of a 10-gallon hat, you shuffle on down the street. You're gonna live forever in the minds of everyone you meet. But out there on the highway, underneath the bloodshot moon, the devil's on his way to Silver Lake, and he's a whistling your tune. Captain's fiddle, yeah, you really made it sing, just like Charlie Daniels did, but you only used one string. Out there on the edge of town in the pouring driving rain, the devil came down to Silver Lake and he asked for you by name.
Fireplace isn't real, it's some sort of LED light and a mirror, but I like that better tonight. Sitting here with a woman I don't know at all. She's so small. And I'm mad at the sidewalk, mad at the rain, I'm mad at the band that played Kit Charlemagne in a bar in the village, and the solos fucked all to hell, and you could tell. I'm dressed up and waiting for something to change. The overhead lighting makes faces so strange, but there's something about her that's breaking my heart and my past. How long could it last? Day after day after day after day passes. Day after day after day after day passes. Day after day after day after day passes by. The doorman's asleep, I don't think I'll wake him. He's always so sweet, he's here really late every night of the week, letting the right people in, the real friends. And there's tea on the table, the dog in my lap, and I might be capable of taking a nap in this New York apartment. Peace in the eye of the storm, it's so warm. Well, I'm open and close now to minding the flame. She speaks in a whisper and calls me by name. And she says I remind her of Calgary where she was raised. It's time to be brave. It's time to be brave. It's time to be brave.
Bio Jason Isbell, autor koga najčešće slušamo, ja mislim, u Neonskoj dugi od ovih savremenih autora, njegov godišnji album Foxes in the Snow i pesma Open and Close. Pre toga smo čuli Bena de la Cura, ja mislim, po prvi put u Neonskoj dugi, sa njegovog albuma New Roses, pesma Devil Land Down to Silver Lake, svojevrsna parafraza pesme Charlie Danielsa The Devil Land Down to Georgia. Ove dve numere, odnosno ova dva izvođača, ova dva njihova albuma, preuzeti su sa liste koje je Sylvia Simmons napravila najboljih Amerikana albuma u 2025. godini. Jason Isbell je na prvom mestu te liste, a Ben de la Cour, ja mislim, negde oko petog ili šestog mesta. Pre nego što nastavimo dalje da istražujemo šta je bilo najbolje u ovoj 2025. godini, čućemo jednu ploču koja se pojavila ovih dana, koja nažalost zbog toga što je tako nova nije ušla na ove liste najboljih albuma. Radi se o albumu koji su snimili dva kantautora, Hayley Hendrix i Max Garcia Conover. Hayley Hendrix smo imali prilike tu i tamo da slušamo u Neonskoj dugi, a Maxa nikada nismo čuli u ovoj emisiji. Hayley i Max su snimili ploču koja se zove What of Our Nature, koja je naišla na izuzetan prijem rock kritike ovih zadnjih dana 2025. godine. To je ploča za koju oni kažu da su ju uradili pod velikim uticajem muzike koje je stvarao Woody Guthrie. Tako da se taj uticaj Woody Guthrie, koja je recimo svoj vrhunac imao onog trenutka kada je na rock scenu stupio Bob Dylan, evo i dalje, znači uticaj Woody Guthrie na taj singer-songwriterski korpus je veliki. Čućemo dve pesme sa ovog albuma koji se, kao što rekao, nedavno pojavio. Hayley Hendrix i Max Garcia Conover će nam otpevati numere koje se zovu Song for Alicia i Fluorescent Light. Dakle, nešto potpuno novo u maniru, kako kažu autori Woody Guthrie, a autori su Hayley Hendrix i Max Garcia Conover. Mm.
Come round, you roving dancers, if this speaks to the souls you were given. If you, like me, have never believed in this kingdom of commerce we live in, language is a beginning. But language is never enough. And the terrorists look like my mother and do most of the same kind of stuff. Here's to Pedro, here's to Lolita. Kept looking at what they were seeing, like those New York signs in the sidewalk grime. No black stars or Puerto Ricans. Y que viva Alicia Rodriguez and the thousands before and since, who talk too fast, get pushed and pushed back, and then choose to start talking again. So it's right, Alicia, right. Move, Alicia, move. I would be Boricua even if I was born on the moon. Alicia was put into prison. No trial or charge or conviction. Her crime was living the one way there is, and that's screaming to get the tape off your lips. I came here to sing for tomorrow, to not let today get away. Cause the signs may have changed, but the lines are the same, and they're still blaming us for their shame. Yeah, they're still blaming us for their need, for a culture of ecstatic greed. They still say what they said is not what they meant, and it's our fault for listening. My grandpa was a communist, they might have said a terrorist. And when someone looks at what I've done, I know songs won't seem like enough. Songs are for sure not nearly enough. So it's right, Alicia, right. Move, Alicia, move. I would be Boricua born on the moon. The two groups convicted of American sedition are the Proud Boys and the Puerto Ricans. We share a Wikipedia page. So what else can you say? It's ticker tape accumulation, neoliberal sublimation. New precariat convinced that immigrants are corporations. Hold the phone, just be patient while we burn your poet's pages. While the doctor takes a medicine and tries to fuck the patients. Oh my God, they put her in a courtroom in Chicago. They bound her hands behind her back with tape across her mouth. And when she screamed, the tape released and she said what the world says. You cannot own a country, you do not own a country. And so two guards took her legs and held her to the floor while another punched her in the face and gagged her like before. And she got 50 years and more, and they never said what for. She was pardoned in 1999. She's been saying the same thing the whole time. She's saying it still, and she's saying it now, and she's saying it still, and she's saying it now. So it's right, Alicia, right. Move, Alicia, move. I would be Boricua even if I was born on the moon.
They sold it on a cross, they sold it on a curve, and now it feels so cheap, not deeper. They sold it as a little light bulb, they sold it as a sticker, and when that feels cheaper, well, it doesn't feel much deeper. There was an ancient light, there was an ancient song. Now something isn't right. Now we live in fluorescent light. They sold it as a muffin. They sold it on TV. They sold it as a tabloid, just to try to get the best of me. They caught us in the bleakness. They caught us on our screens. Brilliant minds go to college just to study marketing. There was an ancient light. There was an ancient song. Something isn't right. Now we live in fluorescent lighting. Most of all our lives under the same line. In schools and prisons and dying. Yeah, it's all in fluorescent light. They sold it as an olive. They sold it as a bomb. They sold it as self-protection while the innocent children run. Grown men want a profit with their fingers on their triggers. But when life feels cheaper, then the dead have to dig deeper. There was an ancient life. There was an ancient song. Now something isn't right. It's the time of fluorescent light. They had to get so bright. I turn off my phone.
Bio fantastična muzika sa ploče Water or Nature koju su snimili Hayley Hendrix i Max Garcia Conover, koja je nekako šlag na tortu muzičku ovogodišnju. Jedna od ploča koja je stvarno će nekako celoj ovoj produkciji u 2025. godini dati jednu posebnu dimenziju. Rekao da su Hayley i Max ovu muziku napravili, kako sami kažu, pod velikim uticajem muzike Woodya Guthrie. Nastavljamo dalje i slušamo jednu ploču koja je zaista izuzetno dobro kotirana na svim listama najboljih albuma koje su do sada napravljene. To je ploča koja je snimila Mavis Staples. Mavis Staples ima karijeru koja traje već 75 godina, nekada je pevala u bendu svoga oca koja se zove Staples Singers, kasnije imala zanimljivu solo karijeru, vrlo često sarađuje sa mlađim muzičarima, tako je bilo i ovog puta na njenom najnovijem albumu koji se zove Seven Beautiful World, na kome ona peva pesme mlađih autora kao što su Mark Linkus, zatim Alison Russell, Gillian Welch i ta neka ekipa, Kevin Morby i ta neka ekipa, i to je stvarno ploča i koja je, što se tiče nekog mog rangiranja, se nalazi u samom vrhu. Ali za ovu priliku smo odabrali jednu pesmu koju je otpevala Mavis Staples, koja potiče iz pera jednog od najvećih singer-songwritera našeg vremena, to je pesma Toma Waitsa Chicago. Tu pesmu je Tom Waits snimio na svom albumu Bad as Me, i to je pesma koja govori o jednom zanimljivom specifičnom trenutku u istoriji Sjedinjenih Država, kada su ljudi crne boje kože sa Juga Amerike odlazili vozovima u Chicago i tamo tražili sreću i neku bolju budućnost, za razliku od one koje su imali na jugu Amerike. Mary Staples je to otpevala u skladu sa tim svojim, kako bih rekao, i političkim stavovima. Poznat je njen politički angažman tokom cele karijere. Dakle, pesma Chicago, koju ćemo čuti prvu izveđenu Mavis Staples sa njenog novog albuma Seven Beautiful World, a onda ćemo čuti kako je Tom Waits to otpeo na albumu Bad as Me. Ovo je Mavis Staples.
Neonska duga. Chicago.
Eko.
Od reditelja filma Moj život kao tikvica stiže animirana bajka smeštena u prašumu Bornea. Dirljiva priča o potrazi za korenima koja poziva na očuvanje prirode. Divljaci. Od 27. novembra u bioskopima. Sinhronizovano na srpski. Distribucija Five Stars.
Big Band RTS-a i Uroš Perić. Fever, koncertna promocija, CD izdanja. Kolarčeva zadužbina, 13. decembar u 20 časova. Vidimo se.
Chers auditeurs, amis et public, nous vous présentons la nouvelle album de groupe Strujni Udar.
Hoću da mi bude lepo. Verujem u to, verujem u to. Hoću
par VGP RTS.
Ne propustite Beogradski novogodišnji koncert Simfonijski orkestar i hor RTS-a. Solisti Olivera Gočanin sopran, Sofija Petrović mezzo sopran, Jose Deka tenor, Paul Armin Edelman bariton. Specijalni gost Dora Trifu violončelo. Dirigent Srboljub Dinić. Sava centar 14. januar u 20 časova. Karte možete nabaviti online preko tickets.rs i infinity.rs. Čekamo vas.
Eko.
Pre ovog seta reklama čuli smo pesmu Chicago 2 izvođenja, čuli smo kako to peva Tom Waits i kako peva Mavis Staples. Tom Waits je to otpevao na svom albumu Bad as Me koji je izašao 2011. godine, a Mavis Staples je to snimila na svojoj novoj ploči Seven Beautiful World koja je izašla ove godine i koja predstavlja sam vrh ovogodišnje produkcije. Evo još jedna ploča koja se nalazi na tom vrhu, a to je ploča koju je snimio takođe jedan veteran rock muzike, čovjek koji se zove Robert Forster i koji je nekada bio član sastava The Go-Betweens, australijskog benda, gde je pisao pesme zajedno sa svojim kompanjonom Grantom McLennanom. Robert Forster je posle tog sastava Go-Betweens imao jednu zanimljivu solo karijeru koju evo održava i do dana današnjeg. Njegov prošlogodišnji, odnosno ovogodišnji album se zove Strawberries i sa njega ćemo čuti pesmu Breakfast on the Train i na taj način pokušati da pronađemo razlog zbog čega se ova ploča nalazi tako od visoko kotirana na listama najboljih albuma u 2025. godini. Dakle, Robert Forster, pesma se zove Doručak u vozu sa albuma Strawberries.
One, two, one, two, three. They had breakfast on the train the previous night. They can't explain. She saw him in a crowd. She knew him, but not too loud. Earlier on, he chained his bike and then walked off into the night. There was a rugby game in town. The bars were filled in the old town. There was a rugby game in town. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Breakfast on the train the previous night. They can't explain. There was drizzle, a threat of rain, but it held off to the end of the game. That's when he saw her on a bar stool. He remembered her from school, a year ahead in his sister's year. She's calling to him now, he can hear.
year ahead, his sister's year. Oh yeah, oh yeah. No two stories are the same, and love can be a winning game, but no two lovers are the same. So they talked through the night, the tightening screws, they felt so right. The hotel was her idea, it was expensive, ah, but it was near. The sun was up when they reached the room. He drew the curtains, he loved the gloom. They made love quickly once, they made love slowly twice, they made love quickly once. Oh yeah, oh yeah. There was a family in the room next door, they were woken by the banging and the roar. They phoned reception to complain. Reception said, over the volume of love, we have no claim. Fuck is what she said as she jumped up out of their bed. My train is the 904. They got dressed, rushed through the door. Her train, the 904. Oh yeah, oh yeah. No two stories are the same, and love can be a winning game, but no two lovers are the same. The morning rain had cleared away, it left them a clear blue day. The station is in the old town, the taxi took the quick way around. On the platform, it's 9:02. The train doors are open, she pushed him through. They're hungry and they're dry, they're famished as Edinburgh rolls by. They're hungry and they know. A rugby game in town.
Sjajna pesma narativne prirode Breakfast on the Train, koju je napisao Robert Forster, izveo na svom novom albumu Strawberries. Robert Forster, ličnost koja je na mnoge načine važna za rock muziku i kao član sastava The Go-Betweens i kao autor nekih značajnih pesama u poznom delu karijere, kao što je i ova Breakfast on the Train koju smo sada emitovali. I sada nastavljamo u sastav Big Thief, to je jedna od grupa, savremenih rock grupa koje vrlo često slušamo u emisiji Neonska duga. Oni su ove godine izdali šesti po redu album Double Infinity. Adriana Lenker je glavni autor pesama u ovom bendu, koji je za ovu priliku nastupio kao trio na ovom albumu, sa koga ćemo čuti pesmu koja se zove Los Angeles. I odmah ćemo nastaviti uz čoveka koji nastupa pod pseudonim Bon Iver, čije pravo ime Justin Vernon, koji ima peti album sa ovim imenom Bon Iver. To je album koji se zove Sable Fable, govorili smo već o ovoj ploči, to je prva ploča u 6 godina koje je snimio Justin Vernon pod imenom Bon Iver. Sa nje ćemo čuti pesmu There's a Rhythm. Obe ove ploče se nalaze, znači, visoko kotirane na nekim važnim listama najboljih albuma u 2025. godini, pa tako je i sa Neonskom dugom. Slušamo sastav Big Thief, pesma se zove Los Angeles.
to see you there in Spain. That was a month ago and change. And now I think you need some space. I will pause and stand with space.
Slušamo najbolju rock muziku u 2025. godini po kriterijima koji su postavili sastavljači takvih lista, eminentni sastavljači, rekao bih, pošto su te liste objavili u eminentnim časopisima, i u prethodnom segmentu smo u tom smislu čuli Justina Vernona koji pod pseudonimom Bon Iver je otpeo pesmu Death of Rhythm sa njegovog albuma Sable Fable, i pre toga smo čuli sastav Big Thief u numeri Los Angeles sa njihovog albuma Double Infinity. Nastavljamo s Casa McCombsa. Casa McCombs je onaj pravi kantautor, singer, songwriter, što se kaže, čovjek koji je taj nekako arhetip, čini živim i u ovo naše vreme. Ovo je njegov 12. album koje je snimio u ovoj godini, 12. album u karijeri, zove se Interior Live Oak, sa koga ćemo čuti pesmu Peace, i na taj način se uveriti u te neke autorske potencijale koje Cass McCombs demonstrira iz ploče u ploču. I odmah potom slušamo Kate Le Bon, kojeg smo već spominjali u današnjem izdanju Neonske duge kao producentkinju prvog onog albuma sa kojim smo započeli večerašnju emisiju. To je bio sastav Horse Girl, njihov album Phonetics On and On, i oni su otprali pesmu 2468 na početku, ako se sećate. To je producirala Kate Le Bon, muzičarka iz Velsa, koja je ove godine izdala svoj album Michelangelo Dying, se zove ta njena ploča. Sa nje slušamo pesmu koja se zove Love Unrehearsed, neuvežbena ljubav ili tako nekako, što je jako prigodan naslov, provokativan. Ali pre Kate Le Bon slušamo Casa McCombsa u njegovoj pesmi koja se zove jednostavno Peace, odnosno mir.
About who stays and who goes until we peace wrapping you all around. Peace wrapping you all around.
Come down the world with me, babe.
Bila je Kate Le Bon sa njenog albuma Michelangelo Dine, čuli smo pesmu Love on a Rehearse i pre toga Kasame Komsa u numeri Peace. Na taj način smo vam predstavili neke kantautorske uzlete u 2025. godini. Oba ova albuma su zaista u tom kantautorskom žanru izuzetna i čine da taj žanr eto živi i dan danas. Kao što je i to bila, kao što je i to ploča koju ćemo sada, odnosno ploča sa pesmom Black Magnetic, to je ploča Begging the Night to Take Hold, koja je snimila Emma Pollock. Emma Pollock je muzičarka koja dolazi iz Škotske, nekada je bila član sastava Delgados, kasnije krenula s ovom karijerom i tek posle jedne duže pauze u karijeri je snimila ovaj album Begging the Night to Take Hold, koji je, kao što je to koncipirano, cela ova emisija koncipirana, nalazi se na toj listi najboljih albuma u ovoj 2025. godini i čućemo pesmu Black Magnetic sa tog albuma. I odmah potom slušamo Jonathana Richmana, legendarnu rockersku ličnost, imali smo prilike čak i da ga slušamo u Beogradu uživo. Čovjek koji ima jedan, što bi se rekao, idiosinkratičan pristup rock muzici, koji je nekako izmirio i garažni rock i kabare i neke pararokerske žanrove, napravio jedan amalgam potpuno autentičan muzički. Sa njegovog ovogodišnjeg albuma Unfrozen Sky Anyway, koji ga je predstavio kao autora koji još uvijek ima nešto da nam kaže i pored ne znam kojih godina, slušamo Jonathana Richmana u pesmi koja se zove But We May Try Weird Stuff. To je u skladu, ja mislim, to bi moglo da bude njegov životni moto. Dakle, slušamo dva onako, što bi se rekao, idiosinkratička autora, Emu Pollock i Jonathana Richmana u dve odlične pesme. Prvo će otpevati Emma Pollock, a drugu Jonathan Richman, ova koju peva Emma Pollock, zove se Black Magnetic.
It's right about now I should take off my shoes and run into the sea as my skin turns to blue, begging the night to take hold. Begging the night to take hold. Offer up its anesthetic. Begging the night to take hold. Dive into its black magnetic. Four girls and their chit-chat. Four girls are swapping this and that. Four girls, they imagine. Take off my shoes and run into the sea as my skin turns to blue. Begging the night to take hold. I meet her at the hilltop, but I hear before I see. Her call sounds like the forest, so I cower as I near. But she says hello as the dusk reveals a friendly soul. Just as quickly it removes her. My shoes and run into the seas. My skin turns to blue. Begging the night
It's right about now I should take off my shoes and run into the sea as my skin turns to blue.
Angels, when we return, we'll show you the things we learn.
Angels, when we return, we'll show you the things we learn.
Angels, on that day, we'll show you the way we play. That's how we learn.
That's how
in this
we learn.
World, we gotta try weird stuff.
Weird stuff.
Yeah. That's how we learn. And sometimes we just plain like it. We just plain want to experiment. Oh my God. Some things we'll never do again. Some things might make us ashamed.
No, we don't shame.
Okay. But we'll try them, we'll try them. We just won't do them again, Dad. Some things we'll keep. Some of the weird stuff, hey, we'll keep that. That's a good one. Some stuff we won't. It didn't work. Yeah, but no shame, huh?
No shame, no shame.
But no shame, huh?
No shame.
Guitar.
Bio to Jonathan Richman, njegova karakteristična pesma, karakteristična interpretacija But We May Try Weird Stuff se zove ta pesma, i pre toga Emma Pollock u numeri Black Magnetic sa njenog albuma ovogodišnjeg. Evan Dando se vratio na scenu albumom Love Chant, koji je opet privukao pažnju, postoje poštovalci muzike ovog kontroverznog autora i izvođača, koji su onako verni svih ovih godina. Ovaj prvi album Lemonhead sa originalnim pesmama posle 19 godina, kako sam negde pročitao, sniman je u Sao Paulo. Jay Maskis i Juliana Hetfield su pomagali Evanu Dandu da snimi ovu ploču. Evan Dando je član, čovek problematična, onako, izvođač, svi ste verovatno čuli za onaj njegov skandalozni nastup u Zagrebu pre jedno mesec, dva dana. Ima takvih on incidenta u karijeri više. Međutim, svi ga nekako poštujemo, ta njegova vernost jednom muzičkom pravcu i žanru, njegova nekakva povezano sa muzikom Grahama Parsonsa, bar kod mene nekako uvijek izaziva određenu dozu poštovanja i nekog podržavanja. Lemonheads je znači izdali novi album, Love Chant se zove ta ploča, također se nalazi na nekim listama najboljih albuma 2025. godine. Slušamo Evana Dunda i njegov band u pesmi Togetherness is All I Am After. I ono potom slušamo i Sharon Van Etten, koja nam se ove godine predstavila novim albumom sa novim bendom. Sharon Van Etten and Attachment Theory se zove taj njen novi bend. Slušamo je u pesmi koju smo inače imali prilike da slušamo, kao i većinu ovih dosada emitovanih u ranim izdanjima Neonske duge u ovoj 2025. godini, pesmi koja se zove Idiot Box. Ali pre nego nam Sharon zapeva, slušamo Evana Dunda i njegov band Lemonheads, pesma je Togetherness is All I Am After.
godišnji konkurs Radio Beograda 2. Nagrada Nikola Milošević za najbolju knjigu iz oblasti teorije, književnosti i umetnosti, estetike i filozofije. U obzir dolaze knjige domaćih autora koje su štampane ove godine. Knjige dostaviti u 4 primjerka do 25. decembra na adresu Radio Beograd 2, Hilandarska 2, 11.000 Beograd, sa napomenom konkurs za nagradu Nikola Milošević. Više informacija na sajtu www.radiobeograd.rs.
Pre ovog obaveštenja čuli smo Sharon O'Netton u pesmi Idiot Box i sastav Lemonheads u numeri Togetherness is All I'm After. I na taj način smo završili ovaj naš mali pregled albuma koji se nalaze na tim raznoraznim listama najboljih u 2025. godini. I sad prelazimo na drugi deo večerašnjeg izdanja Neonske duge, koji je posvećen muzici koju je stvarao Kurt Weill, odnosno songovima koje je pisao za uglavnom drame Bertolta Brehta. To je postalo aktualno ovih dana zato što je Rufus Wainwright izdao jedan album koji se zove I'm Stranger Here Myself, Wainwright Does While, sa koga ćemo emitovati jednu pesmu nešto kasnije, ali će ovaj ceo segment otvoriti Leila McCalla, koja je na svom debitanskom albumu Very Cold Songs, A Tribute to Langston Hughes, koji je izašao 2013. godine, ako se ne varam, izdala pesmu Lonely House, koju je Kurt Weill napisao na stihove veliko američkog pesnika Langstona Hughesa. Dakle, slušamo Leilu McCallu, pesma se zove Lonely House.
At night when everything is quiet, the old house seems to breathe a sigh. Sometimes I hear a neighbor snoring. Sometimes I hear a baby cry. Sometimes I hear a staircase creaking. Sometimes a distant telephone. And then the quiet settles down again. The house and I are all alone. Lonely house, lonely me. Funny with so many neighbors, how lonely it can be.
Unhook the stars and bring them down. I'm
ovo sjajna Leila McCalla, ovako je ona debitovala albumom Varicose Songs a Tribute to Langston Hughes 2013. godine, otpevala je između ostalih i ovu pesmu koja je na stihove Langstona Hughesa ispevao, odnosno iskomponovao Kurt Weill. U narednom, znači, u narednim minutima Neonske duge večera slušamo muziku Kurta Weilla, odnosno pesme koje on pisao, songove za drame Bertolda Brehta u nekim rockerskim aranžmanima. Rekog da nas je na to sve inspirisao album koji se nedavno pojavio, Rufusa Wainwrighta, pod imenom I'm Stranger Here Myself Wainwright Does Weill. To je live album koji je sniman u maju 2023. godine. Taj nastup Rufusa Wainwrighta sa ovim repertoarom, ali je tek sada objavljen, i evo kako je Rufus izvodio pesme tandema Kurt Weill, Bertolt Brecht, čuvena tema Surabaya Johnny u interpretaciji Rufusa Wainwrighta.
I had just turned 16 that season when you came up from Burma to stay, and you told me I ought to travel with you. You were sure it would be okay. When I asked how you earned your living, I can still hear what you said to me. You had some kind of job on the railway and had nothing to do with the sea. You said a lot, Johnny, or one big lie, Johnny. You cheated me blind, Johnny, from the minute we met. I hate you so, Johnny, when you stand there grinning, Johnny. Take that damn pipe out of your mouth, you rat. Surabaya, Johnny. No one's meaner than you. Surabaya, Johnny. My God, I still love you so. Nothing I did was right, so we trekked up and down through the Punjab, from the source of the river to the sea. When I look at my face in the mirror, there's an old woman staring back at me. You didn't want love, Johnny, you wanted cash, Johnny, but I saw your lips, Johnny, and that was that. You wanted it all, Johnny. I gave you more, Johnny. Take that damn pipe out of your mouth, you rat.
Surabaya, Johnny. No one's meaner than you. Love you so. Surabaya. how you got that peculiar name. But from one end of the coast to the other, you were known everywhere we came. And one day in a two-bit flop house, I'll wake up to the roar of the sea, and you'll leave me without one word of warning on a ship waiting down at the quay. You have no heart, Johnny, you're just a louse, Johnny. How could you go, Johnny, and leave me flat? You're still my love, Johnny. Oh, the day we met, Johnny. Take that damn pipe out of your mouth, you rat.
Je to Rufus Wainwright koji je otpeo pesmu Surabaya Johnny, pesmu koju je napisao Kurt Weill na stihove Bertolda Brechta. Naravno ovde je sve to prevedeno na engleski jezik, a sve se to nalazi na albumu I'm Stranger Here Myself, Wainwright Does Weill, koji se nedavno pojavio. I to nas je inspirisalo da malo potražimo koje su sve pesme tandema Bertolt Brecht se nalazile, Bertolt Weill nalazile na repertoaru raznoraznih rockerskih grupa, i tu je naravno najpoznatija ona pesma Alabama Song koje su izveli Dorsi na svom debitanskom albumu, i to ćemo vam sada emitovati, a odmah potom ćemo čuti kako PJ Harvey peva pesmu, znači Kurta Weila i Bertolda Brechta, Ballad of the Soldier's Wife. Ovdje uvijek kažem Bertolda Brechta, mada ovo nisu njegovi tekstovi, pošto je su uvijek radio prevodu na engleski, a kao što se zna Bertolt Brecht je pisao na nemačkom. Imali smo prilike svoje vremena da ovdje na beogradskim scenama gledamo komade Bertolt Brecht, i to je zaista jedan nevjerovatan doživljaj, i svi ovi songovi u okviru tih dramskih celina imaju nevjerovatan efekat. A ja mislim i da su rockeri uspeli to i da sačuvaju u tim svojim interpretacijama. Da proverimo slušajući Dorse u pesmi Alabama Song.
Heroji, skitnice i fatalne žene.
Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die. Oh, moon of Alabama, now must say goodbye.
From Bucharest, he sent from far off Russian land. From Russia they came, just a widow's veil, from a death to be wed in a widow's veil, from the far off Russian land.
U drugom delu večerašnjeg izdanja Neonske duge slušamo pesme Kurta Weila, odnosno pesme koje on pisao za drame Bertolda Brehta, jel, na tekstove Brehtove, ali slušamo u tim nekim engleskim varijantama. I čuli smo sada PJ Harvey i grupu The Doors, koji su izveli pesme Alabama Song i Ballad of Soldier's Wife, i mislim da rockeri specifične neke osjećajnosti, specifičnog pristupa muzici imaju često na repertuaru, ili ne baš često, nego tu i tamo na repertuaru ove pesme tandema Bertolt Brecht Weil. A ja sjećam da je ova naša glumica Danica Ristovski imala ona je volila da izvodi te songovi, to su uvijek bilo onako vrlo zanimljiva i vrlo zanimljiva izvođenja. Nije čudo da je Lou Reed ima na svom repertuaru pesme tandema, ovog tandema. Za ovu priliku odabrali smo kako Lou Reed izvodi pesmu September Song, to je jedna od najpoznatijih pesama Kurta Weila i Bertolda Brehta. Verovatno svi znaju onu čuvenu verziju Willija Nelsona koja je to izveo na svom albumu Stardust, koji je izašao 1978. godine i koja je jedna od najprodavanijih valjda ploča u istoriji popularne muzike, i koja je od Willija Nelsona napravila zapravo ono što je on danas, znači ikonu jednog vremena i jednog prostora. Tu je Willie Nelson otpeo čitav niz tih nekih starih i pesama koje dolazi nekih drugih vremena i drugačijih žanrova u aranžmanima Booker T. Jonesa, i na taj način postavio jedan standard kojem se to Lou Reed, ja mislim, vrlo smelo i lepo približio. I uopšte Lou Reedova poetika nekako se naslanja na ovo što su radili Kurt Weill i Bertolt Brecht. Mislim da bi to moglo lepo da se obrazloži na nekom naučnom skupu, ali da ne duljim u tom pravcu, nego da čujemo kako Lou Reed izvodi pesmu September Song.
When I was a young man courting the girls, I played me a waiting game. If a maid refused me with tossing curls, I'd let that old earth take a couple of whirls, while I plied her with tears in place of pearls. And as time came around, she came my way. As time came around, she came.
September, November, and I'm not quite equipped for these waiting games. I have a little money and I've had a little pain, and these few golden days, as they grow so few, these golden days, I'd like to spend them with you. These precious golden days, I'd like to spend them with you.
E, to bi bilo to što smo vam odabrali za večerašnji zadnje neonske duge. Dakle, bio je ovo Lou Reed, otpeva pesma September Song, koju su napisali Kurt Weill i Bertolt Brecht. To je naravno bio prepev na engleski jezik. Lou Reed je to otpeva u skladu sa svojim poimanjem popularne muzike. I tako nekako dođu smo i do kraja ove naše današnje emisije, koju je tonski realizovao Igor Ristić, a organizovao Zoran Tasić. Za sam kraj odabrali smo velikog Marka Lanegana, koji je na svom fantastičnom repertoaru imao i možda i najpoznatiju pesmu ovog tandema Weill Brecht, pesmu koja se zove Mack the Knife, koja je bila hit za raznorazne ljude. Mi ćemo znači čuti kako je on to otpravao na svom albumu Imitation iz 2013. godine. Ja vas pozdravim, lako noć, prijatno. Ovo je Mark Lanegan.
Just a jackknife has MacHeath, dear, and he keeps it out of sight. When the shark bites with his teeth, dear, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, where's MacHeath? So there's not a trace of red on a sidewalk. Sunday morning lies a body once in life. Someone sneaking round the corner. Is that someone? Mack the Knife. Shark, yes,
pretty teeth, dear, and he shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife, as MacHeath, dear, and he keeps it out of sight.